Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It's Thursday, October 13, and this is part two of a three-part podcast on parenting. Yesterday, we started taking a look at the lessons on parenting from the Bible and the story of the prodigal son, and we came up with three things that we have to literally do that is hard, hard work for a parent. Number one, let them go. Number two, let them make their own mistakes. And number three, let them reap the consequences of their own choices. And so when we take a look at that, we ended yesterday with this thought. Stage two after rebellion is reevaluation and regret. Verse 17 in the text says, when he came to his senses. Now, some of you are praying for that sentence in your children's lives. When is my kid going to wake up? When is he going to come to his senses? When are they going to see that they're ruining their life? You're praying for that. But watch what the text says. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. And if you remember, here's a young Jewish boy working at feeding slop to hogs when he wasn't even able to eat pork. You see, the reevaluation begins. It says he came to himself. He faces the facts and he recognizes, man, this is stupid. What am I doing here? Why am I sitting here feeding pigs pig slop? This is insane. This lifestyle is not worth it. And he begins to question his own lifestyle. Is this really smart? The fact is, we never change until we get desperate. God has to get our attention. The kid gets homesick. He's sitting in a pig pen and he says, this place stinks. It's the pits. My dad's servants get better treatment than this. So now he's desperate. So he says in repentance, I will go home. And he heads off for home and not for a change of clothes, but for a change of heart. Notice the difference in verse 12. He says, Father, give me. But when he comes home in verse 19, he says, Father, make me. He's broken. He's saying, I made a mess of my life. Make me one of your hired servants. A change of heart, isn't it? From I'm thoroughly entitled to I am now a servant. Can't you not see the description here that son is us and God is the dad and we've come back? But in regard to your kids, Father, make me broken. What do you do during this stage while you're waiting for your child to come to the reevaluation stage and the regret stage? Three things. Number one, you pray. Pray and pray and never stop praying. Our kids, my kids, your kids, are targets of Satan. From the day that they take a breath, Satan's trying to get them to ruin their life. They may be prayed for, but the fact is they just need it desperately. That's one of the chief responsibilities we have as dads and moms, to pray for our kids every day. Number one, you pray. Number two, you commit. What do? You commit your kids to God. The things that are out of control and not out of God's control are why we commit them to God. If we're trying to control everything, we're going to fail. If we can commit to God, our child, he'll never fail. And so what we do is we commit our lives and our children to God. And number three, we wait. We wait and we wait and we wait. And as we do that, many of you are going through that wait stage right now. It's hard, but there's always a waiting period. It takes longer for some of us, and it takes longer for some of our kids. But whatever you do, don't short circuit nature's discipline, because the father waited and the son came to him in stage three. Because you know what stage three is? The return. In verse 20, it says, so he got up and he went to his dad. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him, and he ran and threw his arms around him and he kissed him. This is God. This is not some human being. This is what God would do. In this parable, Jesus is saying, this is what God the Father wants to do to you. He wants to see you return to him. And when he does, he runs to you. In fact, it's what God does with us in our season of rebellion. It's no different than our kids. A model for us. He did three things. He loved them faithfully. Stubborn love. You never give up. The scripture says his father, while he was still a long way off, was filled with compassion. Number two, accept them unconditionally. They're your kids. It says his father went out and it says he threw his arms around him. He ran to him and he kissed him and he hugged him. This is a moving picture of acceptance and open grace and open arms. Notice he didn't set any conditions on the acceptance. He just said, go home and get shaved and a haircut and we're going to have a party. Oh my stars. He's at the bottom of life. And the father's saying, man, come on back. You see, parent, listen, the language of acceptance is always physical. He ran, he hugged, he kissed, he caressed. You know what? It's like the old bumper sticker. Sometimes a hug can make all the difference. That's pretty true. Dads, Love your kids. Tell them you love them. Hug them. Kiss them. You weren't brought up that way? Well, change. You can't change. I mean, you can change if you want to. You can be a better. You can be a better dad. What did the kids say? Father, I've sinned against heaven, and I've sinned against you. That confession comes along, and you know what we do as parents? We forgive them completely. In verse 22, you know what the father said to his servants? Bring out the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. Sandals on his feet. Bring out the fatted calf. Let's kill it. Let's feast. In other words, let's party. I mean, seriously, what I like about this father is he didn't rub it in. He didn't have to tell him, I told you so. He didn't have to say, hey, man, you remember when you did. I got to tell you, you know what he didn't say? You blew it. You're done. The prodigal son didn't need a sermon. The father gave him a second chance. He forgave him completely. That's the end of today's part two of part three on parenting at the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church. I'm already excited about Sunday, and I sure hope to see you there at 9:30 or 11. If you're out of town and you can't be there, check us out at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.